From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shay Stevens. President Obama is thanking Democrats and Republicans in Congress for passing a jobs bill. NPR's Mara Liasson reports.
Democrats see the bill as the first of several steps that could help bring down the nation's stubbornly high unemployment rate, or at least convince voters that Congress is trying to do so. At the White House, President Obama said he was hopeful the bill could lead to other bipartisan measures.
It is the first of what I hope will be a series of jobs packages that help to continue to put people back to work all across America.
The bill isn't big, just about $18 billion. It would include payroll taxes for businesses that hire new workers and more money for the Highway Construction Trust Fund. Mara Liasson, NPR News, The White House.
President Obama can count on Dennis Kucinich's vote on the health care overhaul bill. Kucinich reversed his opposition to the legislation with hopes that a more comprehensive health care measure will follow. The Ohio Democrat says he'll also renew efforts to help groups pushing for a single-payer option to make it no longer profitable for insurance companies to deny coverage. Meantime, a group of Catholic nuns broke with bishops and urged support for the bill. The move could encourage wavering Democrats insisting on a provision that restricts coverage for abortions. The general in charge of the war effort in Afghanistan says he sees signs that some Taliban leaders may be warming to the idea of talks. But as NPR's Mary Louise Kelly reports, he cautions that insurgents will still make, quote, an extraordinary effort this spring.
General Stanley McChrystal is gearing up for a campaign to retake full control of Kandahar, Afghanistan's second largest city. Kandahar is the spiritual home of the Taliban, and McChrystal says he expects Taliban-led insurgents to do everything they can to contest the city. In a telephone briefing with reporters at the Pentagon, McChrystal said the Taliban will try to weaken coalition resolve by inflicting as many casualties as possible. Still, the general says the recent arrest of Mullah Baradar, the Taliban's second in command, seems to have shaken the confidence of Taliban leaders. McChrystal says there are indicators that some Taliban fighters may be willing to respond to outreach efforts by the U.S. and its NATO and Afghan partners. Mary Louise Kelly, NPR News, Washington.
The Environmental Protection Agency says products intended to treat cats and dogs for fleas and ticks kill hundreds of pets each year and injure thousands more. The EPA says it will develop stricter testing and evaluation requirements for such treatments. Pet owners have complained of reactions, including skin irritation and neurological problems in their pets. Investors reacted positively today to the government's report that inflation remains in check. On Wall Street, the Dow Industrials gained 47 points. The Nasdaq added 11. This is NPR News. Shares of Blockbuster fell today by about 30% after the company said that it may file for bankruptcy protection. NPR's Elizabeth Blair reports. As consumers turn to digital downloads and movie kiosks, video stores are hurting.
Sales are down and competition is up. In its annual report, Blockbuster says it has already closed 273 stores this year and plans to close some 500 more. The report was filed to the Securities and Exchange Commission Tuesday. Blockbuster does have an online subscription service and DVD vending machines and plans to reposition itself into a multi-channel brand. But the report also warns it faces substantial competition from companies that are further along in those methods of distribution. Blockbuster says major changes in the movie rental business, quote, raise substantial doubt about our ability to continue as a going concern. Elizabeth Blair, NPR News.
Two former computer programmers who worked for disgraced money manager Bernard Madoff are expected to plead not guilty to conspiracy charges. Jerome O'Hara and George Perez were arrested in November, but a federal grand jury formally indicted them today in New York. Each is free on $1 million bail. Actor Antonio Banderas has been named a UN Goodwill Ambassador for the fight against poverty. Banderas says poverty prevents people from reaching their full potential. Secretary General Ban Ki-moon warns UN member states that a set of targets aimed at reaching poverty is needed to meet the targets for many countries. The goal is to cut the world's poverty rate in half by 2015. I'm Shay Stevens, NPR News from Washington.